Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagigo Davov in the Oiz Vodor edition. Perek Rishon, starting Aloch Evolv, a few lines down in Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah Mishloi Chag be Yom Tov Arishon Shachag Chogig Voyilch is Kol HaRegel ve Yom Tov Acharon. If someone did not bring his Korban Chagig on the first day of Yom Tov, so he could bring in the entire Moyet, entire Chol HaMoyet, and including the last day of Yom Tov on Sukkos, even though it's a separate Yom Tov, you could still bring the Korbanos that you're obligated in the first days. Other regel v'loichag, past the regel, he did not bring it. Ainu chay b'achirus, there's no obligation anymore, meaning he lost his opportunity. Azen ne'emar me'uvos lo yuchol liskoin v'chisorin lo yuchal le'imonos. Someone who ruins something can't fix it. Someone who's missing out cannot be counted in. Says the Gemara, B'yochel Mishol Mishol ne'emar chamishosu e'pesach v'ne'emar chamishosu b'chag. It's a chamishosu in each. Ma chamishosu shema pesach yoyin tov achorin tashlum l'rishon. I mean, the same way in Pesach, the last yom tov is part of Pesach, that's clear. It's not a standalone yom tov. So, of course, it's part of the first days. And any korbanos that you have in the first days, you can bring in the last days. Ha chamishosu shema b'chag yoyin tov achorin tashlum l'rishon. So, also by Sukkis, the last day is tashlum, even though it's a separate chag, as we'll see soon, it's still tashlum for the first day, that's the source. Yehuda bar Safra b'shul Yishayu. It says v'chagoyisim oisoy chag la'Hashem shivas yomim. So you have to chag, do a chag for 7 days. And this is referring to Sukkos. So more v'chishiva em v'aloy shmoinem. It's not 7 days, it's 8 days. And let's say Shabbos me'am arei shiva. So you take out Shabbos, because in Shabbos you don't bring the korban chagigo, and you become seven. Meaning here is the source that you don't bring the korban on Shabbos. That's why it says you're seven. Says the Gemara, "Alma beis v'chimikad lamanu in she'en chagiga doiches the Shabbos loy mimokom acher." This is the source. The chagiga is not doiches Shabbos. Don't we have another source? Ruchaim sends us to the Gemara in Megillah that gives another source for this. Hey, Siv Rav Yochanan Achoy de Rav Safra. Another question. Ve'atani have the Pesach, and it says Pesach also. You have the same din. Me'atot says Shabbos me'em arei shisho. Meaning, there's a pasuk by Pesach also that you have to bring in for 7 days. Rav Chaim says it's not so clear where this pasuk is. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says 7 days by Pesach. It says maybe the same pasuk by Sukkos v'chagoyisim oisu chag l'Hashem shivas yomim. The Yerushalmi understands that applies to Pesach as well. The Gemara says also by Pesach we have a din. You have 7 days. Me'atot says Shabbos me'em arei shisho. Now, if you'd say you don't count Shabbos, so it's not seven; it's 6 days. According to you, that the Torah tells you seven to exclude Shabbos, so at Pesach it should say six to exclude Shabbos. A third question: what happens at the first day of Yom Tov and the last day of Yom Tov turned to be on Shabbos? So even by Sukkos you have only 6 days. So why does the Torah say 7 days? Some days will be 6 days. So according to this, not the source to tell you don't bring Chagiga on Shabbos, because then you have all these questions. So also of Chananya Yehuda bar Sava Shirishayo, and he said a little differently with Davov and with base. V'chagoyisim oiso chag l'Hashem shivas yomim. The pasuk says you do the chag for 7 days. V'chishivo em v'aloi shmoinem. Why you say 7 days? It's 8 days. And it says Shabbos me'em shkvar lamanu shechagiga doiches Shabbos. Meaning this is not the source. We already know Chagiga is not doiches Shabbos. So that's what the Torah said, 7 days. If this is the source, you have to be medayek. Seven, it could be six. What about Pesach? But if this is not the source, we already know that you're not bringing Chagiga on Shabbos. So now we understand where the Torah said seven, because most years you'll have 7 days and not 6 days. Says the Gemara, "Matu b'dloy matechagu." Now, what's the hemshech apostle techagu? Elam elamin shiotav acharon tashlumin l'rishoin. Here is the source that the last Yom Tov is tashlumin for the first days. We have a brisa this way. So Chaim says this is not a continuation of before. This is something new. And just once we said well, there's a chiddush over here. The Shmini is tashlumin. Why is it a chiddush? Because we learned Shmini regel b'fnei atzmei. It's his own regel. It has his own name. Pais b'fnei atzmei has his own goyrel. When they do the korbanos, they do a raffle, a lot to figure out which kohen will do it. Meaning the kriyanim of which we shmeres. And then we do a new goyrel, a new set when we get to Shmini Atzeres. Bracha b'fnei atzmo, we'll see in a moment in the Gemara what it means. And korban b'fnei atzmo, and he has his own korbanus. So Gemara explains. Regel domar avon b'shuv acho b'kulim chtiv u'bayoyim v'chachtiv bayoyim. And all the psukim and the Torah where it speaks about Sukkos. So it starts the first day, then it says u'bayoyim hasheni, u'bayoyim hashlishi. But when you get to the 8th day, it says bayoyim hashmini. It doesn't say u'bayoyim with a vav. The lam nechoshu regel b'fnei atzmo. This teaches you it's his own regel, it's his own name, it's his own chak. Has his own shame. Pais, how do we know? That's what the Mishnah says. That the 8th day, they start again the order of the goyrel. Bracha, Omar Avlo, Zman. It has its own shechiyonu. And korban is par echad ailecho, not like the order you have in sukkahs. The every day has multiple parim and elim. Here's only one par and one ail. It's a standalone day. Halacha zayin zok de mishto. Who is someone who ruins something, he cannot fix it? Says someone has a relation with the erva, the oily mamzer, and he has a child who's a mamzer. Talk about someone who is a thief. He can return what he stole and he fixes it. But the mamzer you can't fix. Muvas means he was good and he got ruined and something went bad. Who we talk about? That is muvas. So the Gemara Tani, Yab Shimon Yoichoyim Reiso Ayoros Shenitla Shumim Koyim Beret Yisrael. You see cities that were destroyed in Eretz Yisrael. Die. You should know why that happened. Shlo Yichziku Besar Pschar Soifrim Umishtim. They didn't pay for teachers to teach Torah and Mishnah. Matam. How do we know that? Because it says in the pasuk, Alma of the Oritz Nitziso Kemid Mori Bli Oiver. Why was the Oritz destroyed? For here, Hashem Al Ozu Mister Rossi. They left the Torah. They did not support the people that teach Torah. Send these Amoraim to go through Eretz Yisrael, meaning to appoint teachers to teach Torah and Mishnah. The kid to one city. They see they have no one teaching Torah, no one teaching Mishnah. It says, please give us the guards of the city. Isolon Santuri Kartos. They brought in the guards, the guard, the gates of the city. Omulon Ilin Inu Neturi Karto. Leis Ilun Ela Karuvi Karto. These are the ones that are guarding the city. They are actually destroying the city. The Primoishi explains because they're trying to find a lilis and ways to steal from the people of the city. So Omulon Umani Inu Neturi Karto. So who are really the guards of the city? Omulon Sifrayo. People that teach Torah and Mishnah. All the guards really can't guard the city. If you don't have the protection of Hashem, so you need to have the protection of Hashem through Torah and Mishnah. Rav Chuno, Rav Yirmiyahu b'Shem Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok, Matzana Shavidah Kashbuch Yisrael Avodizor Avodigilu Arayas Avodishvichus Tomim. Kashbuch gave up on all the big Averis Chamuras and didn't punish Am Yisrael. When they gave up Torah, then he did not, it was not Moichel. Matam, what's the source? Because when the pasuk says Alma of the Oritz, why was the Oritz destroyed? So it says an answer in the pasuk. What does it say? For here, Hashem shows also of the Zoro, the Gilu Arayas, the Shuchasdomim, in Ksivkan. He doesn't say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing them for doing one of the three cardinal sins. Because they left the Torah, that's why their Oritz was destroyed. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing him for. Avacho. Even if they left me, they're not keeping my mitzvahs. I'm willing to be mevater, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema is Toyrosi Shamaru. Maybe they kept that Torah and that's what will keep them. Shilu Oisi Azovu Vesorosi Shamaru, because if really they would leave me, but still keep the Torah? Sigmund of Zayin Amudalef, Asur Shaboya Mekarvan Etzli. The Serer here means yeast, and it means what the ingredients, the secret ingredients of Torah would bring Am Yisrael to do tshuva. The Korban Eidah says maybe if the Gisa should be Hamor Shabo Hamakavan Yatsli, the light of Torah would bring them back. And the Gemara concludes, Chuna Alma Elamat Torah Shaloi Lishmo, Shabatoch Shaloi Lishmo at Bo Lishmo. You can learn Torah even Shaloi Lishmo, even for the wrong reasons, because here you see that Am Yisrael were doing a virus. So of course they're now learning Torah for the right reasons, but the Torah would bring them back. When a person learns Torah, the Torah itself is going to come and bring him back to do tshuva. So even if he is learning for the wrong reasons, it will bring him back to do it lishma, to do it for the right reasons. With this we conclude, Yoshabi Chagigo Davov.